Hello everyone, just a few comments on the gospel passage from today's Mass. As you can see there in the parish blog post, it's from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. And as we know, the Gospel of John is the most highly developed of the four Gospels. And here in this part of John, you can see the attempt of the writer to really firmly present the divinity of Jesus, the one who comes from heaven. As it says there, there's part of the gospel here, part of this gospel passage, that is just striking me a little bit differently to how it struck me before. And it's that last part, I'm not sure if it struck you, talking about those who refuse to believe in the Son will never have life or will never see life. I was kind of just having a ponder, thinking, I wonder how many people really refuse to believe and how many, you know, just maybe a bit more apathetic or maybe don't feel the prompt to believe or don't feel that they're really engaged in this whole sense of God and of Jesus. And I just thought today my own prayer and reflection is one of giving thanks for people whose lives present to others an attractive reason for wanting to believe, or an attractive prompt to ask questions and show interest. When we think about our own lives and our own faith, it's probably true that for most of us, our faith was spurred on and continues to be spurred on, no doubt by a number of things, but one of those things I'm sure, well, for me, and I'm sure for you, would be the case too, by people who are believers, who seem to be vibrant and who seem to be inspiring in some way. No doubt we can all think back to special people. There was maybe that teacher or that person in the family who really gave us some vibrant sense of God, a vibrant sense of faith. So I wonder, as we read this today, you know, those who refuse to believe, I wonder, is it a chance for us to just ponder our possibilities of what it is that we present to people? How is it that we show people, you know, a vibrant and an attractive prompt that is believing people? This is the kind of life and energy and interest in the other that we present. It's interesting, if you look at the documents of our church, there's a very significant document way back in 1975, and it was written by Pope Paul VI, and it was on evangelizing, or spreading the word, the good news. And Pope Paul VI said that it's the witness of Christians that is really the first movement in evangelizing, the first movement in connecting the good news to other people, and that in the witness of Christians, they can raise irresistible questions, was the expression he used, irresistible questions in the other. And so today, as we share this gospel in Mass today, I just want to really give thanks for the many ways in which some people of faith really do present to the world a face of God, a face of faith, a face of life and vibrancy that raises irresistible questions in others and perhaps prompts others to think, wow, look at that person, or look at those people, what is it that they've got? And whatever it is, I want to know more about that. Maybe I need to have, or maybe I could have also what they've got. So blessings today in your own pondering of this gospel. That's a few of my own thoughts, and hope the rest of Thursday goes well for you. God bless.